Well, it's all over now for Trump. It's the news, according to me. Good Tuesday morning. Here I am. I'm here. It is me. 9:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 29th, and I'm in my home studio. However, I will not be in my home studio tomorrow. Tomorrow, I will be in Little Rock, Arkansas, at the Clinton Museum. No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Even though I've heard it's kind of interesting. I'm not going there. There will be a show tomorrow morning from Little Rock. Hopefully, if there's any kind of internet service. I've got some issues. So I'm going to two different places in Arkansas this week. I'm going to be in Little Rock and I'm going to be in Fayetteville. Or Northwest Arkansas, whatever you want to call it. I guess Fayetteville is so small they just call it Northwest Arkansas. Or maybe it just takes up the whole state. I don't know. Maybe it's the only town in the whole state. I don't know what's going on there. I'm not a geographical. I'm not a doctor, a lawyer, or a geographic guru. Not a guru either. But the, not a financial counselor. Might as well throw that in there. Even though I give people a lot of advice. It's all, you know, personal opinion stuff. That's what you can do with what you will. So, in my cup, I have chai, cinnamon creamer. In my backup cup, I have sweet tea, my own home-brewed sweet tea with a dash. Probably a little more than a dash. Just a dash. That's good. Of apple cider. Just the last of the apple cider is gone. And the last of my homemade sweet tea is gone. I might have to make some more sweet tea today if I have a chance. That is the plan. I'm going to do that, probably. I've been struggling all morning. The reason this show is taking so long to get in the can here is because I don't have a lot of time because I got to get the dog to the groomer. The other dog. I call him the other dog. The one that's still healthy and spry. My dog is the one that's decrepit. However, he's getting better. We're working with him, getting taking vitamins and supplements and all kinds of stuff and spending lots of money on him. It's amazing what money will do to a dog. I have I think he was having some kind of maybe a UTI or something. I'm not sure what's going on, but he got really dehydrated at the facility we took him to, and I think he's kind of coming back now. He's not having quite as many issues. He's getting around a little bit better. Still, you know, his back legs are deteriorating quite a bit, and I think he just sat around for too long. Didn't do anything with him. Just sits in a kennel for 3 days, 4 days. And wasn't drinking or eating very well. Not good for a dog in his condition. So, needless to say, he's kind of bounding back. Yesterday, he was out walking around in the yard doing his thing and kind of, he didn't go very far. He would take frequent breaks. He has a hard time getting up, especially if the ground is slippery under him. But it's other than that. Anyway, I'm eating up all my time on that. Robert De Niro has come to save the day for Biden. Like, apparently, he's now on the campaign trail for Biden. Oh, yeah. Let's pull out the big guns. Robert, because everybody has been sitting around waiting with bated breath, what's going to happen? I want to know what Robert De Niro is going to say. What's he going to say? What's his opinion? Everybody wants to know what his opinion is because they don't want to, just make a decision without knowing what Robert De Niro, what would Robert De Niro do? I'm pretty sure I see wristbands all over the place. What would RD do? RD do? RD, what would RD do? Hey, what would RD? So, I should play the clip of Joe Biden saying that you have to, if you go to a 7-Eleven, you have to have a slight Indian accent in the urban jungle. What other racist crap has he said? Two things I want to talk about today. One is this Robert De Niro thing. I'm going to play some clips. Now, I didn't have a chance to edit any of this stuff. I just, Something's going on with my system. I don't know what's going on with it. Not my system in my, like my gut. I'm talking about my Logic Pro. It does not work well. It quits. It'll record for 10 seconds. Like it'll go for like 30 seconds and then quit. Just stops recording. I guess we're just going to stop recording you now. And you don't know it. It just flashes with this little thing. If you're in the middle of a song, if you're in the middle of something you're doing, like especially like this show, and your recording system stops and you don't know it, you just keep on going. You lose a lot of the magic in that moment. So like right now, there's this magic happening. This magic. Call it magic. I don't know. It's this vibe, this thing, the spirit of the flow, you know, whatever you want to call it. Just the articulation and all this stuff's going on. You lose that if the thing quits. I'm going to play some of this audio, and I'll probably speed through some of it because we don't want to listen to the whole thing. I did speed it up, though, however, in the recording. I sped it up to, 1.25%. So it's 25% faster. And yet, it is still just sounds normal. It's kind of weird. So anyway, so we're gonna dive right into this. This De Niro thing. This is the guy who comes out, swears, cusses, F Trump, all this stuff. Thinks that he's the big shot, the big guy, by saying this kind of stuff. And I guess the Biden-Harris campaign now thinks they're pulling out the big guns by having Robert De Niro come out and speak against Donald Trump. And this is pathetic. He's reading from a script, by the way, during this whole thing. He keeps looking down at his paper. Now, I wish I could show you the visual on this. This is one of those deals where I wish I was live on Rumble and could have video. If I had a team to do this kind of thing, it would be, you know, in a couple of years, if I keep doing this podcast, when I retire from this particular job I've got right now, this I'm going to go much further into this podcast because there's some serious things that I could do with it that I just don't have the bandwidth right now to do. And I just mean, you know, life wise, not the actual Wi-Fi bandwidth. So I have Well, let's just start playing this thing because it's just ridiculous. Here comes Robert De Niro to save the day. And he's got these. You have to understand the two Capitol police officers that were in the January 6th commission. The two guys, the one big, very overweight guy. I tell you, if these are our Capitol police, we got problems. So this big guy who I'm sure I could outrun. I'm 60 years old. I can outrun this guy. I guarantee you, he cannot. He's an extremely overweight guy. The other guy, all tattooed up, tattoos all over him, beard. Looks like he just fell off of a Chinese Harley, like a not even a real Harley. I know people who ride Harleys. This guy just looks like a phony, like one of those guys that just, it's a weekend, like a weekend Harley guy. Just not a real rider, just. Thinks he's a tough guy on the weekends. I don't know. This. I bet this guy. This. And I can't remember this guy's name. Is it, one of them's Dunn. The other one's Dunn. The other one's what's the other guy's name? Rambo or whatever his name is. He's got these two guys standing behind him. They both act mad and sad. And for one minute they'll act mad, and then all of a sudden they'll kind of, you can tell that they're looking up at the sky or looking over someplace else, and they're like, oh yeah, I gotta make sure I take bread home. Gotta get to pick up the milk, gallon of milk, and some loaf of bread. And then, I'm supposed to look mad and mean and disgusted by the fact that Donald Trump is possibly going to win an election, which is democratic process, by the way. You know, they fail to mention this whole thing. We can't allow him to be president. What do you mean allow him to be president? You're going to decide for the American people who's allowed to be president? Who we allowed to vote for? Well, you just can't vote for him. You can't vote for this guy. Okay, all day long, you can spend your time trying to convince me that I shouldn't vote for Trump. I'm okay with that. That's a free country. Campaign. Do your thing. Tell me why I shouldn't vote for Trump. Tell me why I shouldn't vote for Biden. Why I shouldn't vote for RFK Jr. But don't sit there and tell me that he shouldn't be on the ballot, that we shouldn't have the choice. of who we want to vote for. That, sir, is tyranny. That is dictatorship. That is Russia. If you think that Putin has been elected by popular, you know, it's not the votes that count, it's the people who count the votes that count. We've been told that many times. So let's just play this thing real quick. And now keep in mind, this is played at 1.25 times speed. And notice that it sounds kind of normal. And he's still stumbling. He's a great spokesman for Biden because he's stumbling over himself. He starts to read parts of his little script and he realizes he's going off on the wrong tangent because he's kind of lost. I've cut some of this stuff out because this isn't the whole thing. I think this is only a couple minutes long. But... and I've got to cut it down with the time squeezed as well. But it's just, how ridiculous is this? It just the guy obviously has a personal vendetta. That's all I can think of. There's something he doesn't like about this guy, and I don't know what it is. Probably got snubbed at some point, probably didn't invest in a movie, didn't allow him to use a building, whatever it was that happened there's a lot of politics goes on behind the scenes here in New York. And he's speaking for all New Yorkers when he says that New York doesn't want this kind of guy here. We accept clowns all day long, but not to run the country. Now, listen to some of the rhetoric he has going on here. It's all the talking points and all the crap without anything to back it up. He's not saying anything about when did he say this stuff? When did he say he was going to cancel the Constitution? What? Just ridiculous stuff. Here we go. Let's just roll the old audio.
I love this city. I love this city. I don't want to destroy it. Donald Trump wants to destroy not only the city, but the country, and eventually he could destroy the world.
That's not hyperbole there. There's nothing, you know. Doesn't only want to destroy the city, he wants to destroy the country, and he wants to eventually sort of destroy the world. Like he did the first time when he was in office for 4 years. He destroyed the world. All the wars that broke out, the financial collapse that we had, everything that was going bad in the country. Yeah, it was devastating. That's why we want to vote him back in, right? That's why the people are voting for him again. That's why he's increased his popularity among every minority group, every demographic. And you're going to step up for Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden, here's an interesting thought, little factoid for you. The Democratic Convention, the DNC, has decided to virtually nominate, they're seeking ways to virtually nominate Joe Biden prior to the convention in August. Okay, here we go. This is what they're going to do. I just read this headline today and read a little bit of the article. They're trying to find a way around the rules so that they can virtually nominate him as the presidential candidate. Now, I guarantee you this is what they're going to do. They're going to have him be the official nominee without having counted any delegates whatsoever. Does this sound like democracy to you? This is the Democratic Party, right? The Democratic. We're Democratic. They're Democrats. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually got admonished by someone. She kept saying Democrats, Democrats. She kept calling them Democrats. I wanna admonish their whatever censor, whatever retract, whatever her statement is, because of the way she's saying Democrats, she's saying it Democrats. She was being very very sneaky with it. Democrats, Democrats. These Democrats, they caught it. I actually had been doing it for like 2 weeks before they even noticed it. Now, I don't, I'm not a big fan of hers, but at the same time, she's out there talking. She talks some sense once in a while. And she kind of gets it. She's out there rattling the trees, and that's what we need to some degree. So Donald Trump's going to destroy the city, the country, and the world. Yes, that's the Donald Trump that happened. That's what happened the first time, if you recall. He was almost there. He almost did it. If it wouldn't have been for that guy that, if they could have just captured that podium, the guy that was walking around with the podium, that was the guy who was going to take the country. They were going to seize the country and take over. Donald Trump was going to be the dictator. These people are insane. So we have oh, let's keep going. Let's just got to keep listening to this whole thing. There's something really funny coming up.
We would not allow terrorists.
So this is where he gets all stumbled up. We vowed he would never allow terrorists.
The city a lot. Okay. And that's why it's so weird that Donald Trump is just across the street.
I love
he
this.
Doesn't belong in my city.
Doesn't belong in my city.
I don't know where he belongs, but he certainly doesn't belong here. A clown. But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns.
Now keep in mind, this is 1.25 times the speed.
We have them all over
it
the
sounds
street.
Like a normal conversation.
In the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture. But not a person like Trump who will eventually run the country. That does not work, and we all know that.
We all know that.
Anyway, we make room for clowns, to each his own. But no one takes
he's trying to find
him
his
really
place
serious.
In his
they take him
speech.
Seriously now, of course.
Keep looking at his notes.
But around the country, people who didn't know him, as we did, started to support him. They bought into his bullshit.
So here's an issue. Listen to some of the statements he makes here in just a little bit. It's just because this is coming from a guy that, you know, being in Hollywood, and I think I don't know how many kids he's got. He's got another wife now. He's got just had a kid recently. I think he's like 80 some years old. He's got a kid, a little baby. My little kitten is meowing in the background. Come here. More here. So this is a guy that, you know, is for him to call someone a pig is just, I'm sorry, Mr. De Niro. The story of your life, how many. I'm not sitting in judgment here. I'm just saying, I'm just calling you a hypocrite. So that's all I'm saying. And I'm a hypocrite too. So I just, they're join the club. But just don't. Just, what bothers me is when you sit there and act like you're the high and mighty, my poop doesn't stink guy. That bothers me. Anyway, we'll continue.
Trump bought their votes with outrageous lies and empty promises. He got the most religious evangelicals to applaud a sinner.
To applaud a sinner?
About sexual assault. And just a couple of blocks from here, a jury found him liable for sexual abuse. Somehow, he even got self-styled patriots to support a man who called for terminating the Constitution.
When did this happen? So we have these evangelicals who were bought somehow. A sinner, to applaud a sinner. Yeah, because we have these principles, thing called principles. Like right to life. You know, there's some issues here that we have that are more important than mean tweets and locker room talk. Because life. Yeah. And when did he call to cancel the Constitution? This is the kind of rhetoric that just never happened. And if they did, if he said anything to that effect, it was taken out of, I guarantee you they took something out of context and he's going with that. Oh, they're good. He supports neo-Nazis. No, he didn't support neo-Nazis. He condemned them all completely. The white supremacists and neo-Nazis he condemned completely.
And on January 6th, rallied an angry mob.
He rallied an angry mob.
Leaving death and destruction.
Death and destruction in his path.
That's why.
Yeah, who shot who? Who got shot that day? What officer, what police officer got killed that day? This, Bill Maher was recently asked about that. He said, well, no, police officers were killed that day. No, they weren't, Bill. He sat down with someone who actually had the fact. I think it might have been Ann Coulter. And all of a sudden he's like, well, I need to verify this stuff. I haven't heard this. I've not heard this. Are you kidding me? You're a guy, and then he acts like, well, I'm not that big on politics. I don't know that much about politics. But you sit there every day talking about politics and everything you know and smacks his lips. Like he's just the one with common sense and everybody else is stupid. And he sits there and doesn't even know what happened on January 6th. Stop talking about it, Bill. No police officers were killed that day. Officer Sicknick died of a stroke. He reported back to his station that day. At the end of the day. There was another officer you would think he was some superhero in an action film. He starts talking about all this stuff he was doing. Then I had to wipe this from my face and I had all this stuff going on. He had got pepper sprayed and then he went back and he saved this person and he protected another person and he went through all this stuff that he was doing and then they showed video of him. All of a sudden the video was released of what he actually did. He stood there, didn't do anything. All these places where he was supposedly all this fighting was going on, nothing was happening. He was just standing there. None of it was true. None of it. Well, he was there that day. That part of it was true. And all of a sudden, he disappeared. Nobody talked about him anymore. This was a guy who gave testimony at the January 6th commission, and they accepted it, and it went into the report. And it was all lies. Then these two officers who are standing behind Robert De Niro, the two actors, crisis actors, whatever you want to call them, that are back there. Just the most bizarre thing in the world. It's just to have these guys there representing the Capitol Police. Where are all the other Capitol Police? By the way, Officer Sicknick, by the way, was a Trump supporter. And they used his body to lay in state in the rotunda as if he was the one who was killed that day. He wasn't killed that day. And he wasn't killed by protesters. Just the most bizarre stuff. And yet that's what they believe. They've continued to believe this rhetoric because they've repeated it. I think they believe it themselves because they've repeated it so many times, they start to believe their own lies.
Why I needed to be involved and wanted to be involved in the new Biden-Harris ad.
Because so he's involved in this ad, I guess. He's doing an ad for Biden-Harris, and he's talking about the violence of Trump. And, of course, you know, what they'll do is they'll play video of somebody videoing with a phone that's getting bumped around with a group of about seven people, and it's all, you know, looks violent. People, you're yelling and screaming and whatever's going on.
It shows the violence of Trump and reminds us that he'll use violence against anyone who stands in the way of his megalomania and greed. He doesn't get blood on his hands. No, he doesn't. He directs the mob to do his dirty work for him by making a suggestion, an inference. And his gang grovels and follows his obvious order.
His obvious order.
It's no surprise that the murder rate and other violent crimes peaked under Trump and are falling under Biden. And now he's...
That's also a lie. That's absolutely a lie. The violence he's talking about, the violence that peaked under Trump, was the George Floyd riots during the COVID time. That's the violence he's talking about. $2 billion worth of damage. Many lives lost during those. Apparently, they were less important than George Floyd. They were killing people. One of them, a black retired police officer that was killed, trying to defend somebody's store. Got shot and killed. Well, we don't hear about that. I'm sure that was just justice. As far as I know, they've never caught the guy that did it. Well, that's not important, but George Floyd, he's the hero.
He's promising to use our own military to attack U.S.
What is this?
Citizens.
I don't understand this part.
That's the title.
Here we go.
Falling under Biden. And now he's promising to use our own military to attack U.S. citizens. That's the tyrant.
Where did they get this promise? Now he's promising to use the U.S. military to attack U.S. citizens. What? I have a little thing called posse comitatus. I'm not sure that's going to work. But there's no general on the planet that's going to do that. Well, not in the U.S. military. Well, there might be. Actually, now that Biden's been in there, there's probably some general. I know Milley probably would.
That's the tyrant he's telling us he'll be. And believe me, he means it.
When Trump he means it. Believe me, he means it.
2016, it was like a joke. This buffoon running for president. No, never could happen. We'd forgotten the lessons of history that showed us other clowns who weren't taken
seriously. What's this thing about clowns? It's apparently New York, just that everybody's a clown.
With Trump, we have a second chance. And no one is laughing now. This is the time to stop him by voting him out once and for all.
Okay, that's...
We don't want to wake up after the...
That's all you need to say. Let's not vote for this guy. I'm not supporting any, you know, his vote. I'm not going to vote for him. I encourage you not to vote for him. See you. End of story. Goodbye. That's all I need to say about this. But no, that's not where he goes with this.
The election continues to go. What, again? My God.
Now keep thinking about this. Think what he says here. I'm going to back this up a little bit.
We don't want to wake up after the election saying, what, again? My God, what the hell have we done? We can't have that happen again.
We can't have that happen again. We can't have him win an election. Think about that. We can't have the American people vote him back in again. We can't allow that to happen. We can't have it happen. We can't wake up the next morning and say, oh my, you know, oh no. Think about that. What are you suggesting here, Mr. De Niro? What is your solution for this issue? I don't like the sound of that. It sounds like the end will justify the means. We can't have this guy be elected again. What have we done? Oh, no, what have we done? Oh, I accidentally voted for Trump. Oh, how did he do that? How did he sneak in there? Maybe what you need to have is a better candidate. Show us a better candidate. Somebody that can win. Not just somebody that can win, but somebody that can actually do the country better. Because people right now are engaged. They're paying attention because they're hurting. When their pocketbooks are hurting, they're like, hey, what's going on here? They start paying attention. And that's what's happening, folks. Inflation is still higher than it was when Trump took office.
A government that, as President Lincoln said, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the
earth. Oops, I accidentally just... I apologize. This is going to be kind of a it's going to be difficult to find my place again here. Let's see if we can find this. Hopefully I can find this. I just clicked it back to the beginning.
We don't want to wake up after the election saying, what, again?
There we go.
A government that, as President Lincoln said, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you.
This is the most acting point of his little speech. This was intentionally said. I don't mean to scare you. Oh, no, wait. Maybe I do mean to scare you. This kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't want to scare you. Oh, yes, I do. That was written in his script. Because he's looking at the notes. He's looking at his script the whole time.
If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye.
The freedoms we still have that he was in for 4 years and we still have. They're trying to paint this picture of the unknown. Trump is a known factor now. We had him for 4 years. What are you trying to do here? Give me a convincing argument otherwise that what he did, this is what he did the first 4 years. He'll do it again. This is how bad things were the first 4 years. It'll happen again. Of course, Nancy Pelosi is like, he had the worst job loss of any president. We had a pandemic. How dare you be a Trump sympathizer? I'm not a Trump sympathizer. This is somebody on CNN she's attacking for this, calling her a Trump sympathizer.
That we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done.
Listen to this. This is amazing to me. Elections, forget about them. They're not going to happen again. Okay, now Trump's got another 4 years to be in office. He can't run again. Robert De Niro, and he's like, what is he, 79 years old? Robert De Niro is saying he's never going to leave office. Apparently people don't die anymore. You mean like Fidel Castro, the guy that you applauded, the guy that you thought was a great person, You supported Michael, what's his name's stupid thing about healthcare. Healthcare is better in Cuba. It's all free down there. Yeah, it's because you can't get it. I've met doctors from there. Frankly, I'm not trying to offend anybody from Cuba here, but let's just say the standards aren't quite the same. You start lowering standards just to get people in the place, in place of doing something, you start to lose some credibility. Now, there are some fine doctors down there, don't get me wrong. There are also some people who shouldn't be there. These people talk out three sides of their mouths.
And not very well. Forget about it. That's over. That's done.
See, now, right there. This is where he should have.
And elections, forget about it. That's over. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. That's over. That's done.
That's all he should say. Is these two things is all that Robert De Niro should say. Forget about it. And a little bit. Those are the two things that Robert De Niro should say and then walk away. And that will be his legacy. And we will all respect him. What he's doing now is doing nothing but destroying his legacy. And he's going to be the most disrespected person in Hollywood.
I can tell you right now.
Well, from the American person. Leave.
He will never leave.
He will never leave.
You know that.
You know that.
He will never leave. What does that mean? Is that the country we want to live in? Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life?
This is the funny part. Somebody triggers their car alarm, and it goes off the rest of the time. I'm surprised more of them didn't go off. If I would have had a car parked there, that's a great idea. I'm going
to
do that too.
This is not a threat. This is a reality. And that's why I've joined the Biden-Harris campaign, because the only way to preserve our freedoms and hold on to our humanity is to vote.
Well, now everybody knows.
President. Really.
Since Robert De Niro said it.
We don't have a choice.
I know. We don't have a choice, and I'm going to.
January 6th, when Republican lawmakers despicably tried to keep the loser Trump in the White House.
Yeah.
Trump-inspired insurrectionists stormed
That's
the
right.
Capitol.
That's right.
Men and women from law enforcement put their lives on the line
to
defend this country.
Yeah.
Our democracy. They are the true heroes.
Yeah.
These guys are the true heroes.
He's pointing behind him.
They stood.
The officers
put their
there.
Lives on the line. For these lowlives, for Trump.
They lied under oath.
So right there, this young man, this guy in the crowd, he says this. Listen to this.
They lied under oath.
And he goes, they lied under oath. What are you talking about? What do you mean? These guys aren't traitors. They're heroes. They lied under oath. They lied under oath. What are you talking about? No, they didn't. Oh, maybe a little bit.
They lied under oath. Right. Who lied under oath? What are you telling me?
Those two traitors lied.
Excuse me?
Those two traitors lied.
They lied under oath?
That's right.
What are you saying?
What are you saying? I'm saying they lied under oath. What do you do with people who lie under oath? You hold them in contempt. You put them in jail. They're criminals. Michael Cohen can tell you that. Blows my mind.
I don't know. I don't even know how to deal with you, my friend. I don't even know how to deal with you.
I don't know how to deal with you. I don't know how to deal with you. Well, that's a great leader. That's the kind of person we want as a leader, leading a campaign. Good thing we got Robert De Niro out there, says, I don't know how to deal with you. Why? Because I told you the truth. I just told you something that you didn't apparently want to know. You didn't even know this. You didn't know those guys standing behind you lied under oath. And you're up there touting them like they're some kind of heroes for the country that has saved. Because we're standing here today because of these two guys. You wouldn't be here. Well, I wouldn't be here because we wouldn't be in this situation. I'd be doing whatever I wanted to do.
And there were other ones in there who probably were in with them a little bit too, and they found a way to get around. Not these guys. They stood there and fought for us, for you. For you.
Well, they weren't fighting for me.
No?
They weren't fighting for me.
They fought for you, buddy. You're able to stand right here now.
You can stay right here right now.
They are the true heroes. I'm honored to be with these two heroes today, from former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and former Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone.
Metropolitan Police Officer. I thought he was a Capitol Police. He was Metropolitan Police Officer. Malone, or whatever his name is. Yeah, this is the kind of thing we're dealing with, folks. They're desperate. They are absolutely desperate now. They're pulling out De Niro, having him come in to do this. It's absolutely atrocious. So I am going to, with all this being said, I really need to get running. But folks, I want to thank you for listening to me as I give this little analysis. Now, there were some other things that happened, that's been happening. This Macron, whatever his guy's name is, the judge overseeing this current trial with the Stormy Daniels thing. They're pretty much just opening it up to the jury, saying, whatever you want to convict him of, just go ahead and convict him of anything you happen to see. The rule, he's giving these rules to the jury that are absolutely atrocious. Every lawyer that I've heard analysis on this thing, and of course I'm sure the left won't say this, but every lawyer that I respect that's talking about this has been saying, these aren't rules. This is just a free for all, write a blank check, whatever you want to convict the guy of. Now it's going to be a hung jury, unless this judge somehow has a way to finish. And now they're talking about possibly having some jurors say that he's guilty of this, and some jurors say he's guilty of something else. That's the way they're going to get around this whole thing of having instead of having one crime, there's going to be multiple crimes. And if a couple jurors find him guilty of one crime, they can go after that. And if they all find him guilty of something, and nobody finds him, they can find some kind of crime instead of the one crime that they want to get him for. Whatever crime you want, just fill in the blank, and we'll just go get him for all those. Rather than just saying, is he guilty of this crime? No. Well, then we have to have another trial for another crime. They're just throwing all kinds of crimes. And they're not telling him what crimes. They're not telling the jury what crimes. They're just saying, whatever crimes you want. Just fill in the blank. That's my understanding of it. I could be very wrong on that. But that's the way it sounds. It's just like an open slate. I'm out of chai, so I'm out of time. I have a lot going on today. Tomorrow, I will be in Little Rock. Hopefully, I'll be able to have a show. I've got my morning is fairly free, and hopefully there will be some kind of internet service. I know they had some tornadoes go down through there, because I'll be in the Fayetteville area where I stay. Like I said, I'll be in some other hotel now. I don't know where I'll be, but I'll be in Louisiana, actually, on Friday. Is it Friday? Yeah. Oh, no. Thursday night. What is this? Wednesday. Yeah. Thursday night, I'll be in Louisiana for a little while. And then I'll be back in Northwest Arkansas on Friday morning. So hopefully have a show Friday. If there's no show on Friday morning, that means the internet service is still out. Like, the power is out in that area. It's kind of a messed up area. So I've got to get back down there. So we'll deal with that at the time. And then on Saturday, we have, Monday. Theoretically, there will be a show on Monday. Again, that's the plan. And then the rest of the week, there will be a show every day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there'll be a show. That's my deal. So in the meantime, folks, this is the kind of stuff they're doing. And like I said, the end justifies the means. Well, so we're going to see what they do here with this virtual. See, the reason I think they're trying to get Biden locked in as the candidate prior to the convention is so they can, that way they have that done, because that triggers other kinds of rules once they have officially put him in as a nominee. And I'm pretty sure they're realizing that he may not make it to the convention and things are just going to get worse. At some point, they've got to trip the trigger to get the other candidate in there, but they don't want to do it too soon because they don't want to get in, they don't want that person to be vetted. Now, my guess is it's going to be right after the debates. They're going to have these June debates, these two, and then they're going to go from there. Folks, God bless. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.